The following program is made possible thanks to the support of the Cane Area Development Center and the West Penn Power Sustainable Energy Fund.
The West Penn Power Sustainable Energy Fund is undergoing continued work on its retrofit commercial passive house at 63 Fraley Street in Cane. In each weekly installment of this series on WXCY, Kate Kennedy, Executive Director of the Cane Area Development Center, speaks with local people who have been involved with the ongoing work of this ultra-energy efficient building and the progress being made.
Hey everyone, I'm Kate Kennedy, and I am here today with Renee Phillips from Cavallaro Painting to talk about how she was involved with the Cane Passive House project. So, hey.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good. Thank you so much for being here today, Renee. Let's go ahead and start. So you work for Cavallaro Painting. How long have you been doing that?
I've been with the company for about 8 years, but it's family run. My dad, Steve Cavallaro, he owns it. We're out of Bradford, and he has pretty much taught me my whole life. But I've been helping him out with his business for the past 8 years.
So you kind of got introduced as a kid.
Yes.
Probably learned the basics early on, but
right.
As a career, it's been about the last 8 years you've
yes.
been with them. What is it that you guys do?
We do all interior, exterior painting. We come in and prep, paint walls, ceilings, trim. We can do faux finishes. We hang wallpaper. We do all sorts of fun stuff.
I think the faux finishes is so awesome. Can you give an example of what that is?
It's transforming something plain into whatever you want it to be, whether you want a plain wall to look like brick or you want a metal door to look like wood. We have different techniques and different products that we use to make that transformation happen.
That's amazing to me.
Thanks.
That's cool. It's such
an
art.
Yeah, it's fun to learn.
So how did you get involved with the Cane Passive House?
We actually were working for the PA Wilds and we work through Mark Luciano, and he kind of introduced us to the building, and we kind of just went over looking at it to kind of look at it and just see what was going on, and next thing you know, we were part of it and in it for the long haul.
So it started as just like, hey, come see this cool thing that I'm doing, into how many hours do you think you guys have invested now?
Probably individually over 150, each of us, at least.
Well, what were your initial thoughts when you started to get involved in actually working on the Passive House?
We got into it, and it was a little bit intimidating at first because it was such a huge product, and we, again, didn't know what we were going to get into with everything, and we were using different materials that we had never used, so it was all a bit intimidating. But once we got in there and got started with everything, it was really exciting to be part of that because it's such a new thing that's happening, and we had to learn a lot in the process of, instead of just going and doing what we usually do day in and day out, there was a lot of new learning and a lot of adjusting.
Yeah, sure. And so day in and day out, you're saying you paint walls, interior, exterior, you can do these really cool artistic things, you can do wallpaper. What was it that you learned during this project? What was new in the Passive House for you?
The products that they used, the whole point of the project is to make sure that it's an airtight, air sealed, nothing can get in or out, you know, so we had to be part of helping that happen. So we went in and we would have to make sure everything is cleaned up well and then start from the very beginning and the oil priming, and then the product that we were introduced to is called Viscon, and it's almost like a rubber. So that was what helped make the airtight barrier. So then we had to do everything in the entire building with that to make sure that there was not one tiny air hole that would happen to make their air tests go one way or another. You know, we had to help make sure everything was sealed.
And that's not easy because this building is from the 1800s originally, and it's brick.
Right.
So to air seal that, what was your process? How did you air seal all of those walls, and why do you think they chose you guys to do that?
So we had to make sure that everything was cleaned well, and then the masonry guys would come in and they would regrout all of the old brick areas. We had to make sure, like you said, we were working with an old building, so there was a lot of fixing what was already existing. So once that was all done, then we could come in with our products that we used, and we actually had to have a sprayer to spray the product through. So once we were able to do that, then you roll it out after and really fill in every nook and cranny to get the Viscon in every tiny hole that you can get it in to get that air seal possible.
Right, and so you have the experience with the sprayers and the rollers, and that was the most effective way. So it makes sense that they would ask your company to do this project. And it's a white color, the Viscon is, right? So it really brightens up the place. You would start, what floor did you start on?
We started on the third floor and worked our way down. We just followed the contractors as they went. So we would follow behind, and everything had to be done in a proper order so that everything flowed the entire time. I mean, once the oil primer was on, then the Viscon went on, and then once that was able to be painted, we then put another paint on top of that so that it just had that more modern feel. Even though it's an old building, it still brightens it up and makes it look nice and fresh and new. And
it really makes a difference. I can't believe, I remember when you guys had the third floor done, and then I'd go down to the second floor, and what a difference that white, bright color made. And you could still see the brick through it.
Right.
So that was really cool, but it was such a great transformation, and
yeah,
you did that.
It's cool to be part of it all.
Yeah. Is there anything else that you've learned? I mean, you learned about the new products. You learned, I guess, that it takes a lot of time to do this.
Right. Yeah. Just talking to even the other contractors and the new materials that they would have to work with, and they would have, you know, they would explain how they worked and why this has to go in prior to us coming in behind them to seal something. And then, you know, there was a lot of learning with everything, the new materials, the new people that we were working with, following everybody's schedule, getting everything done. But
that's a lot to coordinate.
It was a lot, but they did really well with it, and everybody worked really well together, and it seemed to go pretty smoothly.
And it looks great, like I keep saying.
It really transformed it.
And that was the inside that you did the Viscon with. What did you do? Did you do anything with the outside?
Yes, so we use a similar product to the Viscon that on the outside also had to have that airtight barrier. And so we had to get in a lift and paint the entire back portion of the building with that same sort of product to give it that airtight seal. And then once that's done, then they will come in and cover that.
Wow.
With another product.
Yeah, that is, I can see why you had to spend so many hours here.
Yeah.
That's no joke. You were talking about how, if you don't mind sharing this story, about how you broke your foot. And you still kept on working?
I did. I broke my foot in February and thankfully was put in an air cast so that I could continue working. But, I mean, we were right in the middle of that project and there was no time to sit at home. So I climbed the ladders, I climbed the scaffolding and continued on. And
that's amazing.
It was great.
Nothing
was
going to get in your way.
No.
You dedicated.
Yeah.
Yes, that's amazing. Well, do you think that this building, this passive house building, will impact the Kane community, the county, or the greater region?
I think that it's going to do a lot of good for Kane. It's another building that can bring more business into Kane. Your Main Street has already started to thrive immensely with all of your new businesses and like the breweries and restaurants and whatnot.
Yeah.
It's brought in a lot of new outside people. So I think that having this building that is a fresh new area that you can put anything you want in it and do whatever, I think it will be good for the community.
Yeah, thanks. I think so too. And I'm excited, you know, that it's here in Kane. But it's so cool to get to know people like you through this project
right.
too. You know, you're just in Bradford.
Right.
But you've been able to come here and contribute and invest in our town too. So we really appreciate that.
No, it's fun to be part of.
Well, is there anything else that you want to say before we wrap up today? Anything that you didn't get a chance to share or talk about?
I don't think so.
You did great. Well, thank you so much and great work, Renee.
Oh,
you guys did such a good job.
Thank you so much.
I can't wait for everyone to come see it when you see it for yourselves. Take a look at those walls. They're not just regular paint, but it is air sealed 100-year-old bricks. And Renee and the crew are to credit for that. So thanks again for helping to explain this and to let us understand what you did to help with the Cane Passive House.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you. And all right, you guys, we'll talk again sometime soon.
If you'd like to hear more from those involved in the progress at Cane's Passive House, listen again next week at this time or visit WXUIradio.com.